In this meditation, we will be focusing on healing from a past life trauma. Oftentimes, we carry wounds from life to life, and without fully releasing these hurts we endured in a past life, we will still carry those blockages. Today, we will be addressing this. Please keep in mind, sometimes it may take a few times to fully connect, and sometimes you will have an extremely powerful and vivid experience on your first time. It all depends, so please don't lose hope if nothing comes to you on your first try. Trust that it will. To begin, we will take some deep breaths in and out. As you inhale, feel the air expanding in your chest and lungs and flowing into your diaphragm. Exhale slowly as you feel yourself calming and relaxing. Take another deep breath in, feeling a warmth travel through you. And exhale as you fall deeper into this meditative state. As you continue to breathe in and out, you feel a warm sensation as a powerful healing light enters your spirit. Feel it from within as it travels throughout your entire body. The course that it travels is entirely up to you in this moment. Don't overthink, just feel. Keep breathing through as every cell of your being is filled with warmth and healing light. You are now ready to walk along a path you see before you. This path takes you into a beautiful, magnificent garden with everything imaginable. You see trees, birds, fairies. You also see a body of water, be it a stream, river, fountain, lake. Whatever shows up for you, let it be. You find yourself being drawn in by this body of water, and you walk over to it. As you come upon this water, you look into it and see a reflection. But the reflection is not the body you know to be you. You see a different person staring back at you. Who is it that you see? Are you a man or a woman? What kind of clothing are you wearing? Do you look happy or sad? Are you well kept or ragged looking? Does a name come to mind? How about a time period or a specific location? Whatever your mind's eye shows up for you, fully experience this. You now feel called to step into the reflection, allowing yourself to sink into this lifetime. Relive your past life. Walk down the streets you walked in this past lifetime. Are they cobblestones, dirt pathways, cement, desert? Trust your inner knowing to show this for you. As you walk down these familiar streets, you come across a building. You recognize this building to be your home. What does this home look like? Is it big or small? Are you proud or ashamed to have lived here? Let these thoughts and feelings come to you as a general knowing. You now step inside your home and look around. Is there a family waiting for you? Or perhaps a pet? Whatever you see, let this come to you. Interact with whoever might be there, or if it is just you, go about your regular routine, all the while paying attention to how you are feeling. Experience what a typical dinner was like for you. Is it a nice home-cooked meal? Is it something less appealing? Are you surrounded with friends or family? Or are you by yourself? Are you happy as you sit and eat your meal? Is there laughter and love filling the room? Or is there anger and screaming? Or perhaps sadness? Connect with these emotions. Ask yourself what you are feeling, and more importantly, why you are feeling this way. Did somebody hurt you or betray you? Did you just lose your job? Or are you happy because you recently got engaged or married? Whatever feeling or thought comes to you, let it come. Connect with yourself and ask yourself if there was a traumatic event in this life that you are still holding on to. Was there a traumatic death scene, either your own or a loved one's? Was there a traumatic fight that left a scar in your spirit? Perhaps there was a traumatic event that happened when you were a child in this past life. And you have carried these wounds throughout this lifetime as well. Whatever comes to you, let it come. Relive or experience this trauma so you can get an understanding of what you are holding on to. Ask yourself why this was so hurtful that you have carried it with you from lifetime to lifetime. Once you understand why you are still carrying this trauma with you, have a conversation with your past life self and tell him or her that it is okay to let go of this event now. You are safe in your new life, and this past event is no longer your reality. Tell your past self how loved they are, and how much you cherish your past self. Let them know they are safe, and tell them it is okay to be happy and let go of this past hurt. Feel your past life self being laid to rest at long last. Feel your energy releasing him or her back into the spirit world where he or she belongs. Feel how much lighter and happier you feel as you look down at yourself and find yourself back in your present life form. You are back in the garden, and you feel a sense of peace. You can feel your past life self with you in spirit, but this time, your past life is there to give you strength, not to take it from you. You are now friends with your past trauma because you know that event taught you a valuable lesson that you can use for good in this lifetime. You no longer have to fear it. You no longer have to feel heaviness because of it. You have healed. Your soul has moved on. Your energetic vibration has reached new heights. As you breathe in this new peace, you feel a lightness in your spirit that you have not felt before. You feel a sense of happiness, and you know it is safe to return to your waking state, having released a huge burden from your soul. You have made a huge shift, and you feel so much brighter. Anytime you feel overwhelmed for a reason you just can't explain, you can always return to do some more past life healing. When you are ready, you may open your eyes and carry on in your present day life.